It is officially Maple Weekend. With us is Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo. She joins us to talk about events in the Granite State. And this weekend, Amy, you've got lots of notes here about Maple Weekend.
Yes, we are celebrating maple syrup this weekend here in New Hampshire. Maple producers across the state, I think more than 110 sugar houses are going to be open, offering syrup samples, showing off how they, you know, get from sap to syrup, all sorts of other things too.
So this is a great time to actually see how the process is done, but also to kind of sample some products. So what's out there? What are some highlights?
Well, so this is sounds like a lot of fun over in Keene at the Stonewall Farm. So what they're doing is a sap gathering contest.
Explain how a sap gathering contest works.
Well, yes. So they're actually going to have buckets of water, which is very similar to the sort of the weight of sap when it comes right out of a tree. They're going to have them hanging all over the place. And then there are going to be, I think, about 8 different competing draft horse teams. So these are 2 horses. And so the idea, it's a timed race, you know, collect the most sap or water in this case, but collect the most sap in the least amount of time.
It's not just about maple syrup. Of course, maple products in New Hampshire, I mean, there's much more to it. There's other products.
Yes. Well, pretty much everyone I spoke to, they're going to offer samples of their syrup, but then they're also going to offer all kinds of other samples. I spoke to Ben over at Ben's Sugar Shack. They're doing a maple glazed kielbasa. They're doing maple pulled pork. I spoke to a couple of people doing maple cotton candy. And that one's kind of neat because they boil the syrup down even further than like the syrup that we pour on pancakes until you get to something that really has no moisture, and then you sort of work it until it gets into kind of a granulated form, use it with cane sugar, and there you go, maple cotton candy. I spoke to one man who makes a line of specialty syrups, and he has all these infused flavors in his, so people do all sorts of things with maple.
Has this week's storm had any impact on events going on this weekend at all?
Well, a couple of the producers I talked to said that what happened was that the temperature really dropped. So you need those kind of freezing nights and then warm days in the 40s, too warm and the season ends, too cold and the sap doesn't run.
Yeah, so, we've had some really cold nights this week.
Exactly. And so actually, a couple of people I spoke to said that, you know, that their sap wasn't running right now. They thought it would by the weekend, and they thought it might extend the season, might see more production. But you never know with the weather.
I'm wondering, is this weekend a good place for the novice to get into the hobby of tapping a tree? Can they get some good advice?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I spoke to a bunch of different producers who said, hey, everyone that makes maple syrup is really into it. They love to give advice and to sort of help you along with your own trees. I spoke to a man, David, over at Everett's Maples in Claremont. He actually started as a little kid with sort of makeshift materials. So he knows that you don't have to start with fancy stuff, and said he would love to walk people through it. He's actually doing a demonstration both days that starts with how to tap a tree all the way to how to start boiling. Over at Ben's Sugar Shack in Temple, they're actually doing a thing with kids there. So they're going to show on live trees how to tap trees to get syrup. And then they have some cut down trees. So you're not going to get syrup out of them, but you can practice tapping those trees as well.
It's really interesting this time of year to drive around and actually see people's front yards where they have some tubing and 2 or 3 trees and a couple of buckets.
You know, you don't have to have a huge number of trees. You just have to have time. It's very labor intensive and a love of syrup.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about some interesting events in the Granite State. This weekend, it's all about Maple Weekend. Amy, good to see you.
Have a sweet weekend.
We'll have many links to the events for Maple Weekend at our website, nhpr.org.